thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
I want my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, compassionate viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Utul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchen Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Australia allocates over $37 million to enhance the well-being of her indigenous community. In cultural news, a band from Zimbabwe shares heartwarming music and a life-affirming message. In community news, smart canine Sammy alerts his human caregiver to a dangerous fire. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, April 10th, founder of the prestigious Pulitzer Prize, Joseph Pulitzer, was born in Makau, Hungary in 1847. He emigrated to the United States in 1864 and later became the successful owner of several newspapers. In his will, Mr. Pulitzer left $2 million to establish the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism in New York, USA, which began in 1912. He also made provisions to set up the Pulitzer Prize as encouragement to pursue excellence. The awards are given annually in such categories as journalism, drama, education, poetry, music, and photography. Mr. Pulitzer's legacy of honoring outstanding accomplishments continues to enrich our artistic and cultural life. May we strive to make our world a more loving and compassionate one for all to enjoy.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association Relief News Update from Afghanistan. In February, heavy snow in Herat and Gor provinces isolated several areas due to snow-blocked roads, causing the loss of 12 lives, with victims in great need of food, medical and heating supplies. In response to this urgent situation, on February 18th, Supreme Master Ching Hai donated $15,000 to assist the afflicted residents. This amount could purchase an equivalent of approximately $850,000 in necessities in the United States, based on Afghanistan's cost of living. As in similar cases, our association's relief team covered their own travel and related expenses. Upon arriving in the Pashtun Sargun district in Herat province, our association's relief team found that the residents were facing another problem of seasonal flood waters, which had affected more than 200 families. Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently asked for updates on the most current relief situations. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team from Hong Kong.
March 30th, 2009, regarding relief work in Afghanistan. With Master's great blessing, the Hong Kong relief team was able to complete this mission smoothly to bring Master's care and love to the affected people in Afghanistan. We worked in the Pashtun Sargun district, Herat province in western Afghanistan, where the river water flooded during the spring season. 20 villages along the river bank were seriously affected, displacing 227 families or 1,600 people who were in urgent need of food supplies. On March 20th, we met Dr. Shahrukh Pajman, the United Nations Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs Officer, who helped us greatly. 2 days later, we purchased 18 metric tons of relief materials, including wheat flour, rice, and vegetable oil. The food supplies were divided into 227 rations, with one ration per family lasting 1 month. After holding a meeting with the district's deputy governor, Mr. Saeed Kamaluddin, we learned that road conditions were unsafe. The governor agreed to help distribute the relief material through special channels to the affected villages within the next several days. We also visited the new Community Development Women Support Group and donated $500. We are so grateful for Master's blessing, as many miracles happened throughout the journey. We are very touched to see the pure hearts of the Afghan people and to have this precious opportunity to befriend them. May heaven bless this beautiful land and people abundantly. With love, Hong Kong Relief Team.
With Master's permission, we would like to share the following excerpt from a thank you letter written by Dr. Shahrukh Pajman. Dear Supreme Master, first of all, many thanks for your kind and generous donation for the disaster-affected poor people of Afghanistan. Your assistance is greatly appreciated, and as a human, I am proud that there are humans such as you living on this globe who care about humanity. Best regards, Dr. Shahrukh Pajman, United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to convey this good news to our viewers who may want to know more about the situation of our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan. We also thank our association's foreign group for sharing this information. Our appreciation to Dr. Shahrukh Pajman of the United Nations, Deputy Governor Saeed Kamaluddin, and all others involved for your selfless efforts to assist the Afghan people. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's assistance, bringing comfort to those most in need. Our thanks as well for the help of our association relief team. May the affected citizens of Afghanistan quickly recover their normal lives as we pray for a lessening of events such as these through our more caring stewardship of the planet.
Cyclone Jade wreaks havoc on already struggling Madagascar. Landing on the northeast coast of the island nation on Monday, the storm has thus far caused 8 citizens to lose their lives, while 1,200 more are affected as power and water supplies are disrupted across the north. Meanwhile, many people still have not recovered from the 2 cyclones that struck in January, with political instability hampering aid delivery to almost 3.5 million Madagascans in cities and drought-affected regions. On April 9th, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $10,000 for immediate relief, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $470,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Madagascar. Our gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her deep concern and assistance. We pray for the protection of the affected Madagascan people and the soon recovery of their productive day-to-day lives. May our concerted efforts of kindness meanwhile help ease the frequency and impact of disasters such as these.
Rising waters cause Canadians to abandon homes. Flooding of the St. John River in New Brunswick, Canada, forced more than 200 residents from their homes, with a state of emergency being declared for the region of Perth and Dover. The flooding, which is being caused by released ice blocks that stop the river flow, has also affected communities in nearby Maine, USA, with several roads and schools closed for travelers' safety.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has pledged $10,000 on April 9th for the immediate relief of the Canadian people and asked our association's relief team to check if any help is needed. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who sends her caring and unconditional love to those near and afar.
Our prayers for the well-being of the flood-affected in New Brunswick and Maine, and that they may soon return to their homes and daily lives. Let us act with greater consideration of the ecosphere to minimize disruptive events such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. President visits Turkey. During his European tour and in a first official visit to a predominantly Muslim nation, President Barack Obama sought to reach out to the Turkish people and Muslims in general. During a parliamentary address, he stated, "The United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. In fact, our partnership with the Muslim world is critical." The president went on to highlight the opportunity for the U.S. and Turkey to forge stronger relations and indicated Turkey's key role in helping bring stability to Iraq and throughout the regional Middle East. He also expressed support for efforts between Turkey and Armenia to resume diplomatic relations. "We respectfully laud your genuinely conciliatory approach, to Your Excellency, wishing the partnership between the United States and Turkey to be enduring and fruitful, with abundant benefit to both your nations and the world."
New Zealand father donates 2 organs to save his son's life. Mr. Wayne Pycroft donated one of his kidneys and part of his liver to his 11-year-old son, Jesse, who was born with a condition that caused his liver and kidneys to fail. Mr. Pycroft said something had to be done. It was like any parent would do for their child. The surgery was the first ever attempted in New Zealand for a live double donor. Mr. Pycroft has fully recovered and Jesse is now regaining his health. Mr. Pycroft, you are a hero in the eyes of your son and to all for your unconditional love. And our hats off to Jesse as one very brave boy. May God's blessings shower upon you both as we wish Jesse a future full of life's goodness and the Pycroft family many more treasured moments together.
Save our planet. Global shift to vegan diet would reduce emissions and mitigate costs 80%. Governments worldwide are challenged with the task of reducing greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming. The Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency analyzes and makes recommendations for Dutch and international policy for environmental sustainability. In February, researchers issued a proposal involving a dietary change that would also reduce the cost of mitigating global warming. Department Director Dr. Joop Ouderlohuis said in a phone interview that this study was one of a growing number being conducted in Europe.
We are now at the point that science has more and better numbers on the effect of changing the diet and eating less meat. So there's more consensus on that side. If you look at the total picture of the chain, it did lead to several heavy discussions in Germany, in the Netherlands, some in Belgium and in the UK.
The Netherlands study, entitled Climate Benefits of Changing Diet, analysed the entire chain of animal raising activities from field to fork. It calculated the monetary cost of halting climate change, which was defined as stabilising atmospheric CO2 at the level of 450 parts per million. The report concluded that $20 trillion, or 50% of a total $40 trillion estimated cost, could be saved from the global shift to a low-meat diet. What would happen in the case of a vegetarian or vegan diet?
If you would go for a completely meatless diet in the next 10 to 15 years, then in the year 2050 you would have a 70% reduction of attaining the climate goals. That's a substantial cost reduction in getting to the same climate targets.
Going even further, the researchers found that a completely vegan diet with no animal products would save an enormous 80% by 2050. What's more, another benefit was discovered. Because plant-based diets produce much more food for humans than meat and dairy-based diets, some of the land not used to grow livestock could be turned back into carbon-absorbing forests, which are known to help reduce CO2 emissions.
We assume that the grasslands that were, in that case, not used by cattle anymore, they would go back to their natural state. And for that reason, several parts of the world will grow forests and retain carbon in terms of more woodland.
Dr. Ouderlohuis said the trend toward plant-based alternatives to meat has already gained momentum as consumers learn about meat's harm to health and the environment.
Well, if you look around in shops now, maybe 2 years ago there were four or five or six alternatives in terms of a soy product or alternatives for a piece of meat, and now it has quadrupled. Maybe there are 20 or 25, and it is a very easy way. It's a very easy way to change your buying behavior and have a fantastic quality of your meal, and it saves lives as well.
We thank Dr. Joop Ouderlohuis and the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency for demonstrating to us the tremendous power of a plant-based diet in reducing both financial costs and our carbon footprint. May we all quickly make this free and immediately beneficial choice to save lives and our planet.
In July 2008, during a video conference with our association members in the United States, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more encouraged the worldwide trend toward vegetarianism.
All those positive changes do indicate the higher level of consciousness. As the world population become more aware of the ephemeral nature of life and how fragile the planet can be, and realizing their lifestyle habits should be changed, so now they begin to treat the environment with respect, they begin to have more vegetarian choice, and it's good to see. All that change is good. And if we hasten this process, yes, there will be heaven on earth. I hope we can make it. Just change vegetarian diet. How easy can it be?
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus.
Blue tongue disease. E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually.
In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese.
Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soil. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese, derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save our planet. Volunteers help amphibians safely cross the road. In Vermont, USA, about 45 volunteers helped hundreds of salamanders, frogs, and newts cross a roadway one night during their annual migration. Vermont is looking to install tunnels under the road to maximize protection for these amphibians and other animals. Caring citizens of Vermont, our gratitude for your support of these unique beings. Blessed be the salamanders and other native amphibians to continue flourishing in their own natural birthright, coloring our lives with their vibrant beauty.
Save our planet. Spring avian hunting banned in Malta. Honoring a European Court of Justice case that is currently reviewing the legality of quail and turtle dove hunting in Malta, Maltese Prime Minister Lawrence Gunzi announced that spring hunting of the birds this year is forbidden. Welcoming this news, Dr. Clary Papazoglou, Regional Director of BirdLife International's European Division, said, "We would like to welcome the Maltese Prime Minister's statement in respect of the EU's Birds Directive. European turtle doves and quails can now safely cross Malta on their way to Europe. Our respectful accolades, Prime Minister Gunzi, for your noble leadership to preserve the lives of our precious avian co-inhabitants. Measures such as yours are part of the vital bridge to a world where all beings live in respectful harmony."
Save our planet. Conserving finances and the environment with organic plant farming. Executive Director of the Philippine Development Assistance Program Incorporated, Mr. Jerry Pacturan, recently stated that if the 2.5 million hectares of farmland in the country were tilled with organic methods, a savings of $1 billion could be generated to invest in projects that would help achieve long-term sustainable food security for the nation. Compared to material costs for conventional rice farming, which are around $650 per hectare, organic methods require only $350 per hectare. A program has already been approved by the country's Department of Agriculture to convert 400,000 hectares of traditional rice lands to organic cultivation, which is expected to yield sufficient amounts to meet growing requests for organic rice, both domestically and internationally. Executive Director Pak Turin and the Philippines, our sincere appreciation for your work to reveal even more reasons to go organic. We wish your program ever-expanding success for the Philippine people and that countries worldwide realize the manifold benefits of wholesome, organically grown foods.
Save our planet. San Francisco has become the first U.S. city to call upon the state government to start a Do Not Mail registry, which would halt unwanted mail and would save some of the 100 million trees that are currently felled for junk mail across the U.S.
Save our planet. Brazilian Minister of the Environment Carlos Mink and Mato Grosso State Governor Blair Omegi agree to grant farmers and ranchers up to 4 years to return reforestation of their lands up to the legal levels of 80% cover.
Save our planet. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, or RSPB, in the United Kingdom reports the sighting of two previously unidentified bald ibis youngsters in Syria, giving the critically endangered species an improved chance of survival.
I'm Rulra the Rock Wallaby, a total vegan with a veggie tip. Did you know that curry is filled with a variety of spices and has many health benefits? For instance, turmeric has long been known for reducing inflammation. Cinnamon is a natural antioxidant, and cumin helps to boost the immune system. Enjoy this savory veggie dish. For ideas, you can download Supreme Master Qinghai's vegan cooking demonstration of simple curry from suprememastertv.com/shows.php. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd promises more than $37 million to the native community. The funds will be used during the next 4 years to overcome long-term eye and ear illnesses. Prime Minister Rudd said, "Change is coming to Indigenous Australia." In addition, early childhood education opportunities for all four-year-olds in remote areas will be in place within 5 years. Our accolades and appreciation, Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, on your commitment to the citizens of your nation. May your programs assist the beautiful Indigenous people to have healthy and bright futures.
In cultural news, Zimbabwe band touches hearts through music. Leona is an Afro-fusion group sharing its uplifting sound of gospel, reggae, and traditional shone with songs in 7 different languages. They started as part of a class project at King George VI School, a school for youth with disabilities in Buluwaya, Zimbabwe. The 8 members of Leona, aged 17 to 23, were taught to believe in themselves and never give up, the motto of their school. In 2006, they won the Crossroads Africa Interregional Music Festival in Mozambique and have toured Sweden, the Netherlands, Belgium, and most recently the United States. Marvelous Molo, a singer in the band, said, "We want to leave a message to everyone in the world that no matter what circumstance you are in, you can make it. Heaven's blessings, members of Leona, for your wonderful talent and meaningful endeavor. May you continue to share your joyous melodies with many." Up next on Noteworthy News, a border collie saves his human companion from a fire. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please stay tuned for more salutable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, merry news for a long-lived world. In community news, a border collie saves his best friend. Sammy, a 3-year-old canine from Orange County, California, USA, woke up his human companion, Miss Marietta Kelly, from a deep sleep by repeatedly barking loudly to alert her of a fire in the house. Miss Kelly immediately warned her housemates, and all people got out safely. However, Sammy himself did not manage to escape at the time. Firefighter Jeff Delabar entered the burning house and was able to find the selfless canine and brought him outside. With the immediate help of an oxygen mask and the later use of an oxygen chamber at a veterinarian's clinic, Brave Sammy is expected to fully recover. Miss Kelly said of Sammy, "He's my hero, my angel. We are so happy everyone is fine. God bless you, Sammy, for your life-saving devotion and action. May you and your caregiver, Miss Marietta Kelly, have many safe and happy years together."
Let's now enjoy a joke with Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "The Truth About Money."
The husband said to his wife, "Hey, don't put that money in your mouth. There are bacteria on it." The wife said, "Ah, don't worry about it. Even bacteria can't live on the money you earn."
And now for our viewer's heartline. Ale commented after watching a stop animal cruelty show entitled Under the Big Top, Inhumane Treatment of Circus Animals, as part of a series on Supreme Master Television's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
"Thank you for posting this video. I had to do an essay and we were able to choose our own topic. My friend sent me an email about circus animals with this video, and once I saw it, I knew this had to be my topic. Thank you so much. Ale from the United States."
Amiable Ale, it's very important that people know about the inhumane conditions of circus animals. Thank you for your concern. These kind beings have done us humans no harm and should be treated with care. In fact, to show our respect to all our wonderful animal co-inhabitants, let's be vegan. Then we save not only all the animals and our health, but also our cherished planet. Please share this hope-filled news with your fellow students. Good luck with your essay, with heaven's grace and love.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your views and constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to info@supremastertv.com or the address on your screen. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May the providence guide your good thoughts and actions. So long for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The U.S. State Department announces a new diplomatic plan to join the direct talks on Iran's nuclear program with Iran, the United Nations, and the European Union.
Former Cuban leader Fidel Castro, appearing healthy and energetic, met with the visiting U.S. Congressional Black Caucus, requesting their input on improving his country's bilateral relations with the U.S.
Jews around the world gather at dawn in a ritual celebrated once every 28 years to show appreciation to God for creating the world as the sun symbolically completes a cycle from the time of creation.
France's First Lady Carla Bruni Sarkozy pledges assistance to the victims of the recent L'Aquila earthquake in her Italian homeland, affirming her support of reconstruction efforts.
Through the Sadr Reconstruction Fund, Yemen has begun a 7-month program to reconstruct around 1,340 houses and 114 private farms in the disadvantaged Sadr Governorate.
A study by the U.S. National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute of the National Institutes of Health found that those with heart failure can benefit and improve their lives through aerobic exercise.
During a 2-day visit to Japan, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez agreed with Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso to deepen their nation's economic and energy cooperation.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Qatari Premier and Foreign Minister Sheikh Hamad bin Jaber Al Thani met in Washington, D.C., USA, to discuss bilateral relations and other international matters.
the All India Christian Democratic Front Party forms a team to act as ambassadors of peace in the state of Karnataka in India, hoping to help bring understanding among different religions.
The Maltese government announces it has located a site for the future European Union Arab Liaison Office, which seeks to build a bridge of dialogue between European and Arab nations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.